Kos Gadolah, the same Be'ira, the same Torah. That when you are learning a Sefer, you need to know who the author of the Sefer is. The knowledge of who wrote it is going to tell you a lot about how important the Sefer is. We're going to briefly go through the Ramchal's life. It's going to be it's fascinating stuff as far as who the Ramchal was. It is also fascinating, as Rosenberg has pointed out, that so many of the people who learn Mesillas Yesharim don't know that much about his life. And it could even be that one of the reasons why some people are comfortable learning his farm is because they don't know that much about his life. The biography that we're going to give you right now is a sefer called Rechav Yisrael, which is a sefer on the Kabbalah of the Ramchal. He has an introduction there where he divides up the Ramchal's life into four sections. The Ramchal was born in 1707. He did not live to his 40th birthday. He has dozens and dozens of published of works that he wrote. Not all of them got published, as we'll see. Some of them had to be buried. But the Ramchal lived, he did not live till his 40th birthday. The Ramchal is born in Italy. Italy is a fascinating place then. Italy is a major sort of like, what for terms that we would use, a Torah Umada kind of place. The Ramchal is brought up, he learns lots of different languages. He learns, spends a lot of time on like Dikduk and Lashon and things like that. Akadei Kath, the Ramchal, this is before his 20th birthday. The Ramchal's already published works. When he's, before his 20th birthday, he wrote, there are how many Prakim and Tehillim? 150. The Ramchal wrote his own sort of like version of Piyutim and Shirim and Shiros. He wrote his own songs modeled after Tehillim. He has Piyutim that are being published already when he's 15 years old or so. And that's until the age of 20. He's in Padua, Italy. There's a university in Padua. Not so clear if he's there, but the Ramchal has a lot of secular influence aside from his own Limud HaTorah. At that stage, before he's 20, he's already starting to learn Kabbalah. So you're already starting to learn the Kabbalah of the Ari and the Zohar. That's something which happens in the first 20 years in his life. When he turns 20, anyone that wants to feel pressure as far as you know where we're at when we're 20, when he turns 20, a Magid comes to him. There is some sort of a voice from Shamayim that comes to him and starts teaching him Kabbalah. The Ramchal, between the ages of 20 and 23, has this Magid coming to him. He is publishing Kabbalah like crazy. He's writing his own Zohar-like works based on what the Magid says. It gets to the point where his Rebbe says to him, when the Ramchal writes in a letter some of the stuff he's learned from the Magid, his Rebbe writes to him that it seems to me that you've already surpassed the Arizal in greatness in Kabbalah. The Ramchal denies that. The Ramchal says, no, the Arizal just didn't write the thing because I was told by the Magid I have to write it. But the Ramchal at that stage is publishing. He's not even 23 years old yet. And he's publishing this. He gathers a group around him of university students. He has people that are learning in the university in Padua. And they are... Thank you very much. Okay, they are... He's learning in the university in Padua. Sorry, he gets people from the university in Padua to be this sort of group of mikubalim. Young guys, he's their Rebbe. He's not yet married. He's their Rebbe. They're learning Kabbalah. The Ramchal, this is interesting to know also. The Ramchal is very much influenced by the Arizal and thinking a lot about Geula. The people in the Ramchal's world, they're focusing a lot on what they can do to bring the Geula. The Takanas in his base medrash at a later point have everyone needing to learn Zohar and things like that. Similar to what we'll find with Hasidus, the need to how Limud Kabbalah, especially in certain kinds of way, in certain kind of ways, can help us bring the Geula. Suddenly in 1730, he's 23 years old, it all goes downhill for the Ramchal right now. Rav Moshe Chagiz, 100 years earlier, in Europe there was Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi was a false messiah. My 6th grade research paper was on false messiahs. Did you read this? We had to write about different false messiahs. I said to the teacher at the time in Orthodox day school that I thought one of the false messiahs I wanted to list was Jesus. False messiah. Teacher, it was an English teacher, not a from Jewish lady, said, well, you know, there are some people that think that he really is the Messiah. And I said, I know, but we don't. But I wasn't allowed to write about that in my false Messiah paper. But Shabtai Tzvi, I was. 100 years older, Shabtai Tzvi is a figure in Europe who ends up convincing a lot of the Jews there that he is Mashiach. That causes a lot of problems. He ends up eventually doing what? Converting to Islam. After he converts, there are still people who think Shabtai Tzvi is still Mashiach. A lot of the fights between Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Yonatan Apshitz are about whether Yonatan Apshitz is a follower of Shabtai Tzvi or not. Throughout, in the Tekufa afterwards, it was a broken Jewry at that time. We thought Mashiach was coming and it doesn't work out. People are very scared of young, charismatic Kabbalists. So the Ramchal here, in the third stage of his life, he's about 23, 24 years old right now, he gets Rabbanim from where are we talking about? Rabbanim from Venezia. From what's the English word for that? Rav Moshe Chagiz and others take on the Ramchal. They make him sign and be mekabel a shvua. The shvua of the Ramchal that he was mekabel then, again, 23 young guy, has to be mekabel a shvua in front of his Rebbe that he is not going to publish any of the works that come, any of the things that anything that the Maggid teaches him. He's not allowed to publish anything that the Maggid teaches him. They thought that was too dangerous. They didn't want it to happen. And that within that tkufa, the Ramchal continues to write Kabbalah. It's not so clear that to the extent to which he followed parts of the Shvuah, but as a whole, he's still being Ozik in Kabbalah. His base medrash, as we know, once you have a young, charismatic guy teaching Kabbalah, especially if there's like rumors and like there's like a little bit of a whatever about him, you become very, very popular. The place is packed. The Ramchal is teaching Kabbalah. He ends up, at one point, leaving to Amsterdam, thinking things will be a little bit more smooth there. A thought that there are people in our generation that have also. But the Ramchal, for different reasons, but the Ramchal, the intellectual climate was better. The Ramchal ends up having to mekabel another Shavua. Another Shavua. Here, if you look at the third source, this is part of what he has to be mekabel. Shelo elmoch im shum adam ba'olam chakas ha-kabbalah. I will not teach anybody Kabbalah. Right in the first word, they made him say that everything the Maggid taught him was false. But here he's saying, I'm not teaching anybody Kabbalah. Even if it's just translating a Zohar or an Arizal working over Zohar, I'm not teaching any Kabbalah. Certainly none of his own original stuff. If you look in the third thing, v'shelo echtov la'atzmi v'lo la'acherim yiyem ha-shiyah kol shekin shelo hapes mikolana. I'm not going to publish, even for myself or for others, anything in the world of Kabbalah. The Ramchal is a prolific writer. He wrote tons here. We have, again, dozens of works. A lot of them we don't have. But the Ramchal's writing this, and he's forced to mekabel that shvuah. He's not really, what? In Frankfurt, I think, is where he's actually mekabel it on the way there. But then he goes to Amsterdam. And then this fourth tkufa in his life is when things are at peace a bit for the Ramchal. He ends up moving to Eretz Yisrael. He dies a couple years after going to Eretz Yisrael in a plague, him with his family. A little bit of a depressing life. In this fourth tekufa, when he's no longer really allowed to publish Kabbalah, this is where he writes some of the Sfarim that we're most familiar with. This is when he writes Mesilas Yesharim. This is when Derech Hashem goes on. What the Ramchal is doing is, after he's already no longer allowed to publish Kabbalah, first stage of his life, publishing lots of poems, and he has keynotes and songs. Then second, he's publishing Kabbalah like the Zohar. Third, he's publishing a lot of Kabbalah and Klalim and things like that. Fourth, Mesilas Yesharim, Derech Hashem, some of the Sfarim that we are more familiar with. That's an overview of the Ramchal's life. We'll see why it's important. Let me just note one I find to be inspiring thing. At this stage in the Ramchal's life, L'chora, it's a hard time for him. He even writes, he has letters where he writes, they tell me that, like, you know, there's no chassidus with me, that he's not a pious person. People think he's going to be destructive for the Jewish people. They think he's delusional. They think he's someone that's very, very dangerous. And the Ramchal is not even allowed to publish Kabbalah, which for him is such a critical part of his life. At the stage when he's not allowed to write any Kabbalah at all, at the stage when there's so much critique, Yitzdafka and Klal Yisrael is fighting about him, back and forth fights about the Ramchal, that's when he publishes a sefer called Mesilas Yesharim, which may be the most accepted sefer published in the last 400 years in Klal Yisrael. Dafka at that stage. Dafka when there's so much against him, he writes a sefer which is so mekubal, and let's shift to Mesilas Yesharim and talk about that a little bit. How mekubal is it? So we have a range of people who are, it's amazing the sfarim that get published on Mesilas Yesharim, who is learning it and where. one of the first to really get into it. There's a lot of different lines. I have some of it here in source number 4, a collection of different lines. And the Sefer called Hagon, a three-volume Sefer about the Gra, very important, a lot about this. The Gra is super into Misiyas Yesharim. The Gra writes different versions of what he said. He paid a lot of money for it. The Gra said, if the Ramchal was alive, he would have walked by foot to go to learn by the Ramchal. To understand the following point, the Gra didn't leave his room that often. The Gra was not going that many places. I would have walked by foot to go to the Ramchal. The Gra said, I think the first, 8 or 11 chapters of Misiyas Yesharim, there's not a single extra word, which led to lots of people trying to figure out what's the extra word in the next parak. But the Gra is super into Misiyas Yesharim. Super into Misiyas Yesharim. We find by the Hasidim also, not only by the Gra, by the Hasidim also, the Cousin Tzur Magid, the Magid of Mezrich, and others. Here, quote from the Cousin Tzur Magid, to Kol Madrigosa v'Hasagosa Shehisig, Ha'elom Yisef Misiyas Yesharim. The Cousin Tzur Magid said, every Madrega he reached in his life was a function of the limit of Misiyas Yesharim. Hasidim, even nowadays, the Hasidim, who gives Shirma Misiyas Yesharim? The Tiner.
The Shas.
What? Is there any time about? Has gives his shirim are on Misiyas Yesharim. Hasidim also very into Misiyas Yesharim.
Which Hasidim Sharim?
The Tiner.
The Tiner.
Yeah. He's aided by Moshe Wolfson. That's like the son-in-law of Moshe Wolfson for the non-Hashivish people here. The Bali Musar, obviously, very into Misiyas Yesharim. Reb Chaim V'Lezer tells the Zundel of Salant, who's the Rebbe of Yerushal Salanter, that all Sifri Musar are good, but Misiyas Yesharim should be what takes you through. Misiyas Yesharim is what it's all about. Sfardim, Rav Amar, now the Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, the Rishon Lezion, has his Sfardim, as a Sefer came out last year, his Shirim on Misiyas Yesharim. Shirim on Misiyas Yesharim. It is, again, Rav Kook talks about Misiyas Yesharim in different places. We're dealing with a Sefer that is so incredibly makubal. What is sometimes not so clear in general, and particularly when we learn it, is why. Who here has learned Misiyas Yesharim? Sections of it? Who here finds it to be incredibly inspiring? Who here, when you learn Misiyas Yesharim, thinks that it should be a sefer that, like the Kutcher Magen has all my Madrigas are based in the Grasses, I would walk all the way to see the Ramchal wrote the sefer? It's fascinating stuff. Misiyas Yesharim is a sefer that is the most classic Musar Sefer, but not only in the world of the Bali Musar, by the Hasidim, by Mikubalim, by whether you're, again, cross spectrums in Halakha, Ramchal is totally Mikubal, and Misiyas Yesharim. We have to talk now a little bit about why. What about Misiyas Yesharim makes it so unique? Why is he writing it? What's the purpose of the book? We're going to have three Mahalchim in how you learn Misiyas Yesharim, which hopefully will give us some understanding as far as what the Ramchal is really all about and what he is coming to do. Okay. On one level, Mahalach number one, we're learning Ramchal as a Musar Sefer. What does it mean? Why is he a better Musar Sefer than other Musar Sefarim? Why is that the guide that we have to work with? So the Ramchal himself tells why he's writing the book in the Hakdam. And the Ramchal writes here in source number 5, I'm writing the Sefer not to have any Chidushim in it. Footnote. We will see how true that is. Could be there are a lot of Chidushim in it. The Ramchal writes, there aren't a lot of Chidushim in the Sefer. The real reason why I'm writing the Sefer is to remind us of that which we already know. The Ramchal describes the following phenomenon. This is a critique of the world around him. When we understand the Ramchal's life and how he's writing it in this section, we can understand how he's critiquing people that learn a lot, but from his perspective, don't have great midos, don't have a great understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam, don't know what religion's all about, because these are people, again, in a system that Ramchal's a person who's been critiqued a lot. So Ramchal writes like this, who learns Musar? This is not a bad critique of the Ramchal on modern, Who learns Musar? He says, let's be honest, the people, it's not totally true nowadays, in many ways, and that's fantastic, but who's learning Musar? The guys who are, he says, the brightest people in the world, they're learning Chachma. Maybe they're learning science or philosophy. If they're learning Torah, they're learning Gemara Be'iyun, Pilpulim, They're learning halacha, shas and poskim. Who's learning Musar, says Ramchal, and we've, Baruch Hashem, fought against this a lot. The people learning Musar are the people that, they can't hack it. They can't hack it, so they're learning Musar. So he says, we have the following reality. The people who are the most intellectually capable are not focusing on Musar. And if you don't work on these things, he says, it doesn't matter. We all may know them, but if we don't work on them and internalize them, it's not going to have an impact. Everybody knows being a nice person is a good thing to do. But that doesn't mean that we're always nice people. It requires a degree of work. Ramchal says the people who are the intellectual elite, they're not able to do it. They're not working on it at all. And he says the people who are the simple people, the ones who all they can understand is Musar, all they can do is, everything else is too hard for them. So Ramchal says without a degree of Chachma, it's hard to really become a high-level, successful, deep Jew. If you don't really understand what's going on in the Seel Shasharim, you're really getting Musar. All it is being a good person. There's nothing more than that. So it's also hard to be successful. So Ramchal tells us as follows, a fascinating thing. Musar, on the one hand, is reminding us of things we already know. But, says the Ramchal, in order to really be successful in it, it involves a degree of wisdom, a degree of chachma. If you want to do it right, you have to be able to understand things in a deeper way. We'll understand why that's so as we move forward through the Ramchal. Why is it? It's a Musar Sefer. It's to try to get us to grow and to become better Jews and more successful. That's the first Mahalach and why we learn it. Why is it so unique? Why is it so special? So if you look in source number 7, Iyunim from Yecheskel Sarna, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of? Guess like Shoyash. No, that would be. Okay, he's Rosh Yeshiva somewhere. I don't know. None of you are like Chavrin Yeshiva. Believe. Why is it so big? So he writes this file. It's wild lines, but everybody writes here. V'solol ha-mesil la-vos Hashem Yisbarach k'derech she'asa ha-rambam be-halacha asa rabbeinu b'yira. Says Rechaz Kassar as follows. What the Rambam did with halacha Mishnah Torah, he's giving you all of Torah Shabbat Peh, he's giving you a thorough take on halacha, he's reorganizing it and giving you what halacha is, Mishnah Torah, it's the whole package. That's what the Ramchal does with Yira. The Ramchal is giving you the complete package. There are a lot of Musar Sfarim, but other Musar Sfarim, says Rechaz Kassar, focus on individual pratim. It's like Me'ain, a really good sefer on Kachim, or a really good sefer on Hilchos Pesach. They're great for Kachim and great for Hilchos Pesach, but it's not giving you the whole picture. What gives you the whole picture is Mesilas Yesharim. What gives you the whole picture, what's it based on? The Braisa of Rav Pinchas ben Ya'ir, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Torah Mevi Lidei, what's the first thing? Zehiras, Mevi Lidei, Zrizas, Mevi Lidei, goes all the way up to, what's the end? Ruach HaKodesh. You're building. It's taking you from the beginning, and we're going all the way through. It is like the Rambam in Halacha, so says Rabbi Chaskel Sarna. A lot of people published great Sfarim, but again, not as thorough, and not as able to really build us all the way through. All the way through. It's Koleles HaKol Mehazahiros Ad HaKadusha V'Ad Bechlal. Mesilas Yesharim is the guide that takes you all the way there. In order to be an effective Musar Sefer, if you learn a Musar Sefer, you're learning it differently. One of the ways that Musar is different than learning Machshava, so I was looking this morning, where's John Hesbaz Baez Makram, Rabbi Krumbine from Gush, there's a sefer called Musar for Moderns. I guess that's called, right? So Rabbi Krumbine writes that if you want to get something out of Mesilas Yesharim, it's true in Musar in general. I just really meant that because I wanted to get, smile. So, it's a hard part. That if you want to learn Mesilas Yesharim, you don't learn it like a regular sefer. It's a sefer you have to be mekabel it, and then it starts being effective. If I'm mekabel, everything that's there, I'm not. The way you learn like an achron, sometimes you learn an achron, And you're trying to figure out, so like, is he right or is he not right? How can we question it? Is what he's saying good? Is what he's saying not good? You're trying to figure out, like, what's he saying first? And then, okay, so how can I... He says, when it comes to Mesil Sharim, if it's a Musar Sefer, I have to be mekabel what is written in there. And if I'm mekabel what's written in there, then it starts having an effect on me. But the goal of Mesil Sharim, the first Mahalach, the standard way that Mesil Sharim is learned, is as a real Musar Sefer. It's a Sefer that is part of what builds my religious life. Rav Wolbe and Ali Shor has a section here. Tzuras HaYehudi, the definition of a Jew. He writes that a person learning in yeshiva should try and accomplish four things, aside from regular Lima Gemara, four things a person should learn. Not everyone's masking for these four, but it's interesting nonetheless, page 29. One, Yediyah Brura, Shulchan Aruch HaMishneh Brura. To know Shulchan Aruch HaMishneh Brura. To know basics of halacha. That's something which you should get while you're in yeshiva. Two, Chumash, Rashi, and Ramban. To get some of that. A great thing to do. Third, Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah. That's a good when you're doing all of this, per se. Fourth is, V'yallah l'son heiteva sefer mesiel shasharm l'beinu ramchal. Part of the definition, part of what makes a Jew, it is what he says, the dictionary of all Torah Samidos. It's like the encyclopedia. It's the source for all Torah Samidos. That's where you go to the Ramchal, becomes a preeminent Musar Sefer. Bishrol Salant, they're telling people, that's what we have to do. Mesil Sesharim, it is the Musar Sefer. In that sense, you're learning Mesil Sesharim to become a better person and a better Jew. The Sulam of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is becoming your ladder for personal and character growth and development. I'm working on Zahiris, I'm working on Zrizis, I'm working on Nikias, I'm working on Precious. I'm continually growing, and if you follow the path, you end up hitting the top. That's why there are people who have critiqued the Nazir. You know about the Nazir at all? Rav David Cohen, what if we remember if Cook was a Nazir? That meant like, straight up, long hair, you know, real Nazir. I was even once, I was in Lakewood, and they had a kuntris there, and I think Daf Yomi last time was learning Nazir. Hilchos Nazirus Lamaisa, something like that. I have it somewhere here. It was all about, like, there are people who mess up and are Makabal and Nazirus upon themselves sometimes. So don't ever do that. That's like a really bad, you know? So, like, if that happens. What? Yeah, so the Shiloh is about how you, like, undo it when someone's Makabal, whatever. But he was Makabal upon himself to be a Nazir. His son, Rabbi Yosef Cohen, Chief Rabbi of Haifa, and well known Rav. But the Nazir was one of the great Talmidim of. One of the great Talmidim of Cook. The Nazir argued that you should skip the first bunch of Prakim of Mesil Sharim. He thought that we need much more Ahava, we need much more love. The first bunch are a little bit too like intense, a little bit too like Sor Meira focused, and we need more Aseh Tov. But the Mahalach, even in Merkaz Arav, in the world from which he's from, Tzvi Yehudin Light, we start from the beginning. The assumption being that it's a process and it's a ladder. It's a ladder towards personal growth, and if we go all the way there, we're good to go. What Wolbe writes, what many of the Bali Musar write, is that when you learn Mesil Sharim once or twice, because the purpose of the Sefer is not to give you incredible Chidushim, because the purpose of the Sefer is to help you grow, they maintain a person only develops a real appreciation of it when they've gone through it a bunch of times. That the more that you go through it, the more it starts impacting you, and the more that you see that you are now growing as a result from the Sefer Mesil Sharim. That's the first way that you learn it, as a Musar Sefer. Akam Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two. How do you learn Mesil Sharim? So here, you have another approach. Mesil Sharim as a Machshava Sefer. Mesil Sharim as a Sefer Machshava. Let me give you an example as to how you would do it and why you would do it this way. What's the first parak of Mesil Sharim about? Not Hagdama, the first parak? Nope, before that. Chovas Ha'adam Ba'olamo. The purpose of life. What would it mean to learn Mesilas Sharim like a Musar Sefer? Like a Machshava Sefer? Not to internalize that in the same kind of Musar way about character development, but to discuss how do we, in general, what's Ramchal Sheet about the purpose of life? How does that compare to other people's Mahalachim about the purpose of life? How does that compare to how the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim understand the purpose of life? How does that relate to how the Baal Shem Tov or how the Baal Tanya understand the purpose of life? Learning as a Machshava Sefer, the goal being not to just always be mekabel in order to see how I'm going to grow with it, but to learn the Sefer and see what is Shitas Ramchal on X? What is Shitas Ramchal on Y? though he writes that the Sefer doesn't have that many Chidushim in it, as you see, it certainly has things that are not necessarily accepted by all, and that's a way of learning it. The way Rav Avinar points out in his Sefer on Mesilas Yesharim, again, we're hitting up the breath of Kleisel, that the Ramchal is telling you in his take on how you grow the maskanas. What the Ramchal doesn't tell us is how he came to those maskanas. To learn in a bit as a Musar, as a Machshava Sefer, is to question how did the Ramchal come to those conclusions. Not to, whereas Musar, it's internalizing the Ramchal's conclusions to grow. Machshava, learning it is about how I can learn the Sefer. What is the Ramchal's Shita? How does that compare to other Shitas? Etc. That's as a Machshava Sefer. If you look in source number 9, Eliezer brought, who you quoted about Zeus, he's a young, very impressive Talmud Chacham, put out a couple of Svarim. He writes, and this I assume some of us can probably connect to, for a long time I'm in this camp. For many years, Sefer Mesilas Yesharim was learned as a Musar Sefer, becoming one of the classics. Many people used to take it into a dark room and learn in special tunes, saying the words again and again until they penetrated. Like we learned by Rachel Shalanter, the Beis HaMusar. Rachel Shalanter, Musar is not learned in the Beis Medrash. It's learned in a separate room. You're going to repeating, you're singing back and forth the same the certain phrases. However, many people have a fear of Musar, having bad memories from Yeshiva. I don't have any of those, but forcing themselves to read Musar Sfarim during Musar Seder that they felt did not talk to them. It is hard at times to learn during Musar Seder. You feel like a half-learned Musar right now, and it's just not talking to you. It's just not, you're not connecting to it. I would like to suggest a new way to read a Sefer. Read it as a regular Sefer. Concentrate on the ideas discussed in it, not only focus on the Musar, but rather on the Pshatim, Agada, and statements about the Sefer. There's a lot of interesting things in Sefer of Mesilas Yesharim. So another mahalach of how you learn it isn't learning as a key to character development. Learning as a Sefer, the same way you learn any other Sefer. The same way you learn Chovos HaLevavos, the same with Libor on what day of the week? The same way that you learn, Chovos HaLevavos, or you learn the Rambam Hilchos Deos, or you learn Hagdah. Same with any other Sefer. You're learning the Sefer. That's what you do with Mesilas Yesharim. That's his mahalach. That's, again, not the mahalach that Bali Musar can tell us to do. That's certainly not going to help you, you won't be the cousin to Maggid saying you achieved all your levels through that. That's another way of learning the Sefer. As a Machshava Sefer.
Then we go on this,
correct. And but this happens.
Part of the greatness they said about it is that it helps you.
Great.
To help you the
within this camp, you are not arguing
so
that it does not have.
Check off, like, I learned the Sefer.
It's an important Sefer for Machshava. I mean, that's what he's saying. It's not going to have the same impact as the Musar. I'm saying
it's not the
Kuzin or the Gra. It's an important Sefer because Ramchal is an important Baal Machshava, but it doesn't become like the preeminent, the classic what you need to do.
What is this?
This is Eliezer Broad with this, but like it's a mahalach. I was in mahalach. It's a way you could learn it. I'm not saying it's a.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the people who publish Mesilas Yesharim, and in the bottom of their footnotes, talk about how, I haven't found anyone do this, although I saw one person who attempts to do this, like how the other Rishonim all understood it, and things like that, is presumably learning in that kind of a way. Learning it as part of, machshava, as opposed to people that write footnotes about how you can, internalize this, and how it's shayach lemaisa. It's a way which is out there as far as how people will learn Mesilas Yesharim. They won't necessarily learn it consistently like that, but you will have people that will learn sections of it like that. For example, we learned Zvizin Machdimin last year at all? Did you make it last year? No. Pavasa, we learned it. Psachim, Daf Dalet. Is Kais not Psachim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Let's pretend that it's Psachim. Zrizin Makdimen. Important discussions about why Zrizin Makdimen Lemitzvos. Why do I have to be related for Mitzvos? So, the Ramchal in his section on Zrizis has important comments about that. So that's an example of when I learned the Ramchal, how he learns Rizas, I'm learning as part of a sugya. When we were giving Shir and Ba'at Hajin Magdimen, Mesilas Yesharim was on the Mar Makomo sheet. It doesn't mean we're not consistently learning like that, but part of what the Ramchal is doing at times, we want to look at the Ramchal, and if he says things that are important in that general camp. Yeah.
No, that's why, I can see you could, I'm betting safe, you could also take 100% that he's saying. But
correct.
I don't think anyone's arguing that he shouldn't learn it as a Mesilas Yesharim.
Well, other than him, in economic ways, it's another way of learning it. They're not mutually exclusive. No, it's not mutually exclusive. The point is that there are multiple ways to learn Mesilas Yesharim. He's arguing that for people who don't connect to it, as a Musar Sefer, so at minimum, it's the other kind of Sefer. That's not a statement that I think many would find that troubling. What I think we're noting is that there's two ways so far we've developed how to learn it. Now his third way of how to learn Mesilas Sharim. This is fascinating. Look at the Ramchal's life. What's the Ramchal not allowed to do in the Tekufa when he's writing Mesilas Sharim? Publish Kabbalah. If you were a big Kabbalist and you weren't allowed to publish Kabbalah, but you loved publishing Kabbalah, you thought it was really important, what would you do? Have a lot of hidden Kabbalah in your sefer. Have a lot of hidden Kabbalah in your sefer.
Even if you took a shul b'shem Hashem.
And letters that the shul wasn't binding. Ramchal rejected the authenticity of the shul. That's clear in Ramchal rejected the shul. So, yes, would be the answer. I don't know what you're saying, but yes. We have a bunch of lines here. Rav Wolbe quotes some of it. It's quoted here in source number 11 also. And the Sefer again, Rechav Yisrael, which is Rav Yerucham, the Mirror Mashkiach. Rav Yerucham writes as follows. HaMashiach Sharm hu atamtsis mikol sifrei Ramchal b'chabas HaKabbalah. Mashiach Sharm is the almost like the summary, the complete version in very brief of the Ramchal's Kabbalistic writings. Rav Huttner, similarly, said this, again, the same idea. Mesilas Yesharim is essentially a work of, has lots of hidden Kabbalah in it. Lots of hidden Kabbalah, certainly influenced by some Kabbalah, as we'll see when we go forward. No one has published, to my knowledge, a thorough work comparing, showing how it's all Kabbalistic, but there are certain indications. The way that Rav Wolbe says it's as follows, and this is another mahalach, not just hidden Kabbalah, the Ramchal's writing Mesilas Yesharim, it's a sulam. What's he getting you ready for? You're going all the way up. By the end of your sulam, Mesilas Yesharim, now you're ready to really encounter Pnimius HaTorah. Now you're ready, he's gotten you ready a little bit, and now you're ready, you're at the point where for him, as a Mekubal, the ultimate value is learning Kabbalah, that kind of Yedias Hashem. The same kind of Yedias Hashem is for the Rambam comes from rational thought and philosophy, for the Ramchal comes to Lima Kabbalah. So, as Wolbe says it as follows. Have you omer ki kula mevusas al chachmas ha-emes? V'anu belamdenu bo lo yadanu mizeh. It's all based on Kabbalah, and we don't know that to be true. Achein zoi hachana lipnimiyas ha-Torah, says with Wolbe, this is an introduction to understanding the depths of Torah. When you go over it, the more you learn it, because the Ramchal's writing it in a very concise way, the more you learn it time and time again, you start getting ready, you start picking up on some things, how there's some hidden things there, and it's building you to become ready. When you learn the Ramchal, and you learn it well, that's getting you ready to learn Torah HaKabbalah. If you don't learn Mesilas Yesharim like that, if your Liman is like any other regular Sefer, you just go through it once or twice, that's not going to get you to that point where now you can understand the deeper relationship to Hashem. But the Ramchal, another shot as what the Ramchal does, the Ramchal here is getting you ready for Kabbalah. What's fascinating is as follows. A great Rashiva from the last generation wrote about the Ramchal, that what's amazing about the Ramchal is that even though he was a Mekubal, he was able to separate his Kabbalah from his other Torah Sanikla. And Mesilas Yesharim, there's no Kabbalah in it. And all the Mekubalim come along and they say, you don't know Kabbalah. Mesilas Yesharim, there's a lot of references in Mesilas Yesharim. A lot of things influenced by it. But what we have so far are three different mahalchim in how we're going to be learning Mesilas Yesharim of the Ramchal. As a Musar Sefer, as a Machshava Sefer, important. What's the sheet of the Ramchal and the purpose of the world? What's the sheet of the Ramchal about the reason why we have Precious? For example, Ramchal, you have that Precious. What's the reasoning behind it? The Grom may have a different shot as to why Precious is a value. And the third, the Ramchal is a sefer that is based on, has at least hints of Kabbalah in it, and it's a hachana to be able to learn Pnimius HaTorah. The way that Mesilas Yesharim is learned is going to be a little bit different depending on, you know, what you want to get out of it. The Bali Musar are certainly going to learn it in the first way. It is the key to authentic and real character development. But when, I believe, Moshe Weinberger Shirim, last year in YU, an introduction to Hasidus, where Mata Zilber's Shirim and Hakdamah to Mesilas Sharim. I mean, Rosh Weinberger was working off of someone's payer, some Mesilas Sharim, for his Hakdamah to Chasidus. That's not because of the Musar element of it, per se, as much as that's because it's a Sefer, which, if done right, gets us ready and sensitizes us to Panimiyas HaTorah. So some of the Chasidim, even if Mesilas Sharim is so Mekubal in Klal Yisrael, it doesn't mean that everyone's learning it in the exact same way with the exact same function. What people do agree with is that Mesilas Sharim is about trying to build us and to become better and to move us to another stage. And that's certainly a chashuv part of the Ramchal Mesilas Sharim. Yeah. So I'm saying, a lot of the reasons of the success of the Ramchal, a lot of the success, at least that's what they say, even the Italian Kabbalists by and large did not. Italy was a crazy place. He was there. I'm saying, he was super open-minded. He's writing plays. He's writing poetry. When he's like a kid, he's like really a... He has a magid when he's 20 years old. Ramchal is unbelievable. He's critiqued for the, again, for the Shatai Tzvi stuff. He's critiqued a little bit for even the way that he set up his group and that real emphasis on Geula. He's perceived as a very dangerous figure and an out-of-the-box figure. And it could be... Again, this is something Rosenberg pointed out. One of the reasons why the Ramchal was able to be so makubal nowadays is because not everyone knows that much about his life. If you knew that he was really a person who was like learning lots of learning secular things a lot, and he was so then you're going to be less. He was your classic Torah Mazda Makubal, I guess. For if you want to fit him in poorly to pre-existing categories, that would be probably how you would do it. At least as a kid, he had the exposure and things like that. What we're going to be doing as we learn Mesilas Yesharim is going to be a combination of the different Mahalchim. A bit less on the third side. We're not going to be Osek, in the Kabbalah of the Ramchal. All that we will do are sometimes point out how a Mahalach of his is based on certain ideas that come from the world of Kabbalah. I'm not qualified, and we're certainly not going to. Though, at 8:20, got to get cracking in our Kabbalah if you want to be like the Ramchal. But we are not going to Osek that much in it, but we'll focus a lot on some of the Musar elements, a lot on some of the Machshava elements, with the goal being that Mesilas Yesharim, we developed this year, hopefully, an appreciation for it. There was a translation published many years ago. I couldn't check this out because the translation is ripped out of a lot of the Mesilas Yesharims, of the Hakdamah is written out. There was a Hakdamah written by Mordechai Kaplan, who was the founder of... Okay, good. We can talk to Shuri. So I think he writes in Hakdamah of Mesilas Yesharim. I think he translated and writes in Hakdamah that Mesilas Yesharim is a modern man would be surprised that people used to find this like so inspiring. Some line like that. But we'll point out is that Mesilas Yesharim is a basis for so much growth. It's a basis for authentic relationships with Hashem and real building as far as Baruch Hashem. We'll learn it as a Machshava Sefer. We're going to see some important sheets of the Ramchal. Chovos Adam Bolamo. We got to speak about what the purpose of life is. That's like a really important Machshava topic. Like, why are we here? That is, the core of so much of what we're trying to do day by day. And hopefully we'll be zocher that the sulam of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, starting that we reach the highest madrigas and that we grow throughout our limud of Mesilas Yesharim. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
The first
is not the right Kabbalah in the Lashon of Zohar from the Magid. So the Magid was basically telling him what to write, and he was writing it like a Zohar. He wrote like Me'in a Zohar on Sefer Koheles from the Magid teaching him, like in the style of Zohar.
Yes,
so we don't have
here. That we don't have.
No.
I think we have like one more.
Down the steps, like,
it's like very, like, very strong, like,
no, not.
Combines the Rebbe and Gush.
No, we had a different rabbi. That's why you're a combine.
Oh, no.
That's why me and Fogel fine. Great. Shabbat Shalom.
Do you only I find this interesting?
What?
From Costa?
No.
I think it's great.
It's reason to mask you.